When my two sons were little, we used to go for walks in our neighborhood that took us beside an old abandoned rock quarry that over the years had filled up with water and turned into a little lake. The surface of the water sparkled in the sunshine, and if you looked at it, it was like a mirror reflecting the sky and the clouds and our own faces, if you were to peer over and look into it. But as you went along the path, we passed beneath these great oaks where branches hung out over the water and shaded the surface. And we always stopped at those places because it was at those places that something sort of magical happened. We would get down on our haunches and stare into the water. But instead of just seeing our faces reflected back at us, you could suddenly see all the way down through the clear water to the bottom. At one of those favorite spots, my sons would look and scream and say, "Look, look, do you see a fish?" The life that we live in the resurrection of Jesus is something like that. It's what we just asked God for in the collect for the day. Give us eyes of faith to see Jesus in all his redeeming work. All of the resurrection stories point toward that and have that quality of not being able to see what is right in front of our eyes and then suddenly seeing all the way through past the surface to the depth, seeing him and what he is doing for us, like Mary Magdalene, when Jesus called her by name, and she knew who he was and who she was again. Like Thomas, when Jesus showed him his wounds, and he knew who he was, and he knew who he was himself again. Like the disciples in Emmaus, when Jesus took bread and blessed it, and broke it, and in that moment, they saw all the way to the bottom, and they knew he was with him. Or today, when Jesus calls out from the beach, "Try your nets on the other side," and the water boils with fish as they pull the net to the surface, where all night there had been nothing. In fact, if we were to get down on our haunches and stare into the depths of this sacred story of resurrection, so much comes into view. Our whole life with Jesus, all of life, really, all the way down to the bottom. Let's take a look. After the utterly mind-blowing, totally incomprehensible, life-changing, world-changing, creation-changing, cosmos-changing events of that first Easter morning, after seeing all the way to the depths of God's very life with his own eyes, I just love how Peter decides what he says he's going to do about all that. He says, "I'm going fishing." And the others say, "We'll go with you." I love that. What else do you do when everything you thought was settled gets turned inside out and outside in three dimensions? I think that there are lots of ways that we too decide, "I think I'm going to go fishing. I need a moment. I need to just stand on solid ground and get my bearings." And so they do, and they catch nothing all night long. Oh, well, at least that's normal. That happens. And then there is this stranger who says, "Try the other side with your nets," using words that they and we have heard before, and they do. And there are so many fish in the net that one of them sees and goes, "It is the Lord." And Peter is jumping out of a boat again, like on a stormy night, when he walked on water for a little while. And there on the beach, when they get there, he is taking bread and fish just like the two fish and the five loaves from the boy that fed 5,000 and more. And there was more than enough. And Peter's triple denial of Jesus ends with his triple declaration of love that brings forgiveness, which becomes Peter's mission. Feed my sheep. Follow me. If you were to lay this sacred story over our lives, you can see the life of the church. Ordinary gatherings, just like this. A sacred meal with Jesus, where what we have somehow is more than enough. And forgiveness is given. And the church receives our commission. Feed my sheep, he tells us too. And then following him into the world. If you were to look beneath the surface, this is what is happening right now. I brought this sort of thought to the vestry when we met last week. Through the mercies of God, our lives are being regathered. The vestry is looking ahead these days to hear how Jesus is calling us to follow him. And I thought we'd begin to do that first by looking back. Excuse me, my paper. I was trying to think about how can I get it? And so I thought we would look back, and I brought this to the vestry meeting. It's a document that is called The Past 2+ Years. It's a chronology of events, or at least the ones I can remember, of the past couple of years, and it begins on this Sunday, right here, Sunday, March 8th, last regular pre-COVID service, last Holy Eucharist. And then we just went through it together, and it seemed to me that after a while, we were no longer looking at the surface of a document. But what lies deeper? I will not go through everything. Don't worry. I want to. But here are some of the things we saw. On March 28th, 2020, 38 women, our Caritas guests, came and stayed here with us because even though we were scared, it felt scarier to say, no, you can't come. And a parishioner called me to say he had never been prouder to be a Christian. A week and a half later, the finance committee and I met, and in that moment, for me at least, it felt like we barely had two fish and five loaves of bread to get through. How long? No one knew. But we have been given more than enough, and I am not just talking about money. And then we had a goodbye drive-through party for our sexton, Hussein, and someone told me later that they cried like a baby. You know those racks where your chest is like, and she had no idea why. I barely knew him, she said. I think she saw through the surface into the heart of God. And after George Floyd was killed, the vestry wrote their own collects to speak to that for us, to speak to God on a Zoom vestry meeting. And I tell you, the kingdom of God drew near. And because we wanted to connect so badly, Amelia, over and over and over and over again, created treasure packets to mail or that she delivered to children and their young families in her minivan. And those things are still helping children and their moms and dads see through the surface to the heart of Christ, I promise you. And in the dark, dark months of the winter of 2020, 2021, the Fellowship Committee just had to do something, just had to cook, just had to feed someone, please God. And so they created take-home suppers for twice a month and you lined up in cars on those nights for dinner, but for something more too. Because it was like Jacob saying to his brother Esau, to see you face to face is like seeing the face of God. It happened. You were there. And we baptized babies in the parking lot, including one time in the pouring rain. And we buried those we had lost in small groups, gathered around the grave, and witnessed couples join hands in holy matrimony. And because there were no receptions to worry about and all the other things that go with that, we were left to see what God would show us was most important about those sacred moments in our lives. Please, God, that we never forget. And the most 2020 Christmas pageant ever was light in our dark world, and not just for us. And then a summer reprieve last year, then Delta, then Omicron, and so much more, when we saw through the surface into the deep heart of the risen Christ. Because following him, or even just the hope of following him, was all we knew and was more than enough. At the vestry meeting, as we went along, people began telling stories. Oh yeah, remember that? Remember that? And I thought, this is how the church begins. This is how the church first began, telling stories about our lives and our lives with Jesus, risen, alive with us, all along. Do you see? Do you see? We have been changed, haven't we? Please, God, help us, O God, to see how. Help us to see through the surface into the deep heart of Christ, always with us, who prepares this sacred meal with what we have and overcomes betrayal with forgiveness given, that releases our own declarations, you know I love you, Lord, from which we are given our mission. Feed my sheep. It is him. Do you see? O Lord, open the eyes of our faith again, that we may behold your blessed Son, Jesus, and all his redeeming work, and be changed. Amen.